73. Huelga. The cry of Huelga, strike, rang out over the vineyards in 1965 as the National Farm Workers Association was finally feeling powerful enough to stop work and demand pay raises from three of the largest California grape growers. Two growers agreed to recognize the Farm Workers Union and increase the pay, but the nation's largest table grape producers did not agree, and the strike continued. Organizations, individuals, political leaders, and religious leaders lent their support to the union. The National Farm Workers Association organized rallies, marches, hunger strikes, and asked people not to buy California grapes unless the grapes had a union label. The leader of these workers was Cesar Chavez, 1927 to 1993. A teenage Chavez had left his family's migrant life years ago to take a job pruning vines and picking grapes near Delano, California. During World War II, he served in the U.S. Navy, but after the war he began to organize Mexican-American farm workers. His intention was to improve the living and working conditions of the migrant farm workers, who, Chavez believed, would continue to remain powerless unless they had their own union. In September 1962, he founded the National Farm Workers Association in Fresno, California, and traveled through the California grape fields trying to convince workers of the benefits of union membership. "We can help you stand up to your Anglo bosses," Chavez told them, "and help you get decent wages and working conditions." The union strike and the nationwide boycott finally, in 1970, convinced the largest vineyards and most other California table grape growers to agree to the union contract, a contract that helped to improve salaries and conditions for union farm workers.